Hello, I'm David Kerr. I'm Professor of Cancer Medicine at University of Oxford. Some of you may remember that during the summer, Alan Vinook and I had a fascinating conversation in his big ASCO presentation, in which he looked at the prognostic sidedness of colorectal cancer in terms of some of the advanced disease trials that he and his team had been running. In brief, what he showed was that there seemed to be a prognostic difference according to which side the tumour originated. Left-sided tumours tended to do better than right-sided tumours. This was all in advanced disease. A really interesting observation that gathered a lot of interest at the meeting, and Alan explained it very well in our earlier video together. I thought that we should follow this up, and I'd like to report on a small study of our own that appeared recently in Lancet Oncology. As you know, we have a big interest in adjuvant chemotherapy for colorectal cancer in Oxford. So we took a couple of thousand patients that we had analysed carefully from our VICTOR and QUASAR 2 adjuvant trials. This allowed us to do multivariate modelling in which we looked at the conventional demographic factors, stage, and a raft of molecular markers that we had previously genotyped, KRAS, BRAF, P53, chromosomal instability, PIK3C mutations, things that we've been interested in for some time. So we put this all into the model to look at overall survival, relapse-free survival, and time from relapse to death. What we showed was that there was an overall survival advantage prognostically in favour of left-sided tumours. However, when we looked at time from diagnosis to relapse, there was no difference at all. So sidedness doesn't have any impact on risk of recurrence from primary colorectal cancer. But then when we looked at time from relapse to death, again, we saw a very large difference in the survival curves in which left-sided tumours fared better than right. When we put it into multivariate modelling, this was independent of BRAF, microsatellite instability, etc., etc., etc. So it's in keeping with Alan Vinook's findings. Right-sided tumours on recurrence are prognostically worse or phenotypically more aggressive than tumours that come from, that originate from the left. But conventional biological markers, as far as we can tell, don't explain this difference. So there are yet to be discovered biomarkers of aggressiveness, if you like, that separate the right and left-sided tumours. We know that they derive from different elements of the embryologic gut, but we need yet to look more carefully, perhaps using next-generation sequencing, to see what markers there are which drive this difference in aggressiveness on relapse. Isn't that interesting? A nice wee study presented recently in Lancet Oncology. And I'd be very interested, as always, in any comments or questions that you might care to post. As always, thanks for listening. For the time being, Medscapers ahoy. Thank you.